It's Tuesday, the 8th of December, barely half light. And it's not raining, not yet. There's a bank of clouds to the south I can make out. And the rest of the sky looks, well, as far as you can tell at this time, oh yeah, it looks pretty clear. I wouldn't say it's blue yet, but it's not, doesn't look as if it's got clouds, so that's, well, who knows anyway, it can change. In 5 minutes it can change. But we'll take fine, dry, fairly mild at the moment, a wee bit breezy. Ah, my. Huh. No point in running over. Oh, apparently my throat's gone. Excuse me while I sip some tea. Not sure that's any better. Actually, I think it just went deeper. But hey. I'm feeling okay this morning. I'd love to say I was feeling good. I'm okay. Oh my god. Anyway, I had a bit of a, I'm not sure it's the correct word to use, but a tumultuous sleep. That's probably not correct. I knew it wasn't a particularly bad night, but I knew that. Somehow I knew I was enough out of sleep quite a bit last night, and not necessarily for the usual calls off the ye olde ladder. So I had a look at my sleep app, as I always do over coffee, my coffee after I have after my cereal. I put my feet up with a wee espresso. And I listen to calming music, yes. And then I have a look at my sleep app. It's just become a wee bit of a routine in the mornings. And it just confirmed what I thought. It was a bit of a yo-yo night. No real extended periods of deep sleep. No really extended periods of anything, light sleep, awake. Just up and down, in and out, the dusting bluebells. But I'm really bothered with this ear badly now. And I think, because I can remember during the night, not just last night, but for a while now, that the ear's been giving me jip. It's been giving me jip. And it makes me wake up and try and get my head into a different position. Or I have to slide my hand in below my head so that my hand is between, I like this word actually, betwixt. My hand is betwixt my ear and the pillow. So it acts as a cupped buffer, if you like. Sometimes I have to spread my fingers like Spock, Mr. Spock does, so they go either side of the ear. It's just to alleviate the pain. And so I'm pretty sure that the last night was caused by the ear issue. There's not a lot I can do about it. I've tried creams, doesn't make any difference. I have rubbed creams in there I've tried everything. It still doesn't make any difference. It's still painful. Oh, it's getting stronger now. So, I'm not going back to the dogs because they'll just want to lop another wee bit of cartilage out, and I've already taken two bits out and it hasn't cured it. So, I don't know. I'll just have to live with it. Pardon me. You know, I've often sat and thought about my ailments, and in general, all of the ailments I've had over years, some have come and gone, have always been at night. They've always affected me at night. During the day, absolutely fine. Night time, I really should sit down and catalogue them all. And as I said, some have come and gone. You know, ones that affected me for long periods of time. Going to physio for painful shoulders during the night. I thought I was going to live with that for the rest of my days. And then it disappeared. That's only one. There's numerous. In fact, there's quite a few. In general, they all have affected my sleep. So night time, during the day, it's almost as if I have a different body. Yeho. Different body. Yeah. If we're still here in 100 years' time, on this earth that is, if us self-destructing creatures are still here in 100 years' time, maybe that's what'll happen. Science and medicine just pop into the day centre, will give you a new shoulder, bionic. Yes, a bionic bill or a bionic bladder. Oh, now there's a thing, a bionic bladder. Ooh. Yes, that would be handy. I'm not sure how it would work exactly. If it stops you from having it up through the night 2 or 3 times. Oh God. I had a dream. Most of my dreams nowadays are about water. Oh my God. Onwards and upwards into the day. You think it was an onslaught, wouldn't you? A hardship, a combat, competition, a battle. But the day was an adversary.